This is Debbie Campbell with TAB News, and we're reporting here at the Pastors Conference 2019 at Eastern Shore Baptist Church, right down here in Daphne, Alabama. And also, we have another host with us today.
Hey, Terry Wilhite here. We have with us here today Bill Kreese.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so very much for being here. You're from Birmingham?
That's right, Terry.
And you build church buildings?
We do.
And do a fabulous job at that. What you got going on right now? Has the economy improved such that folks are building again now?
Folks are excited about building again, and we're seeing a really uptick, you know, in the economy, especially in the construction world. And so we're doing projects kind of all over the state, finishing up a project at Three Circle Church.
Yes, right here down the way.
Yeah. Finished up Meadowbrook Baptist in Birmingham, mm-hmm. and just started Meadowbrook in Gadsden.
Having come from the country church with the slatted pews, church facilities have come a long way.
They have changed.
Yeah, they have changed. Sure. And a lot of folks don't even know what I'm talking about when the slatted pews. But it's made out of slatted lumber there. And it's we're not the most comfortable. But now we have comfortable seating in churches.
That is correct.
We've got beautiful architecture. Tell us about what folks are looking for when they want a nice new sanctuary.
You know, a lot of times it starts on the outside, and we're seeing a variety of materials. You know, we're seeing a lot of tilt-up concrete, mm-hmm. being used, a lot of implementation of glass more so because they want to show what's going on the inside, a lot of lighting. So that it attracts people as well. Because there's a huge, still, unfortunately, untouched market of unbelievers.
And yes.
So churches are looking at some things a little different than they may have 30 years ago. As far
How
as
so? Give me some examples of what that looks like.
You know, it can really range. A lot of churches have added the amenities like a coffee bar.
Yeah.
You know, where it's not just getting your own coffee, but getting your latte.
Oh, yes,
hey,
latte.
Somebody say latte? Yeah, absolutely.
I'm all about that, Bill.
Bill's speaking our language here. I'm interested from a seating arrangement of how that, what folks are looking for this day and time.
You know, kind of getting away from the old bench seats, theater seating now.
Right.
A lot of elevated mm-hmm. seating that you mm-hmm. might see in a movie theater.
In a theater.
Is
uh-huh.
a direction that they're going to. And certainly the, what we call AVL, which is the audio, visual, and lighting, has really taken on another dynamic.
That's my world. Yeah. One of them, that music. And so are you seeing it built for traditional music or contemporary worship? Or?
You know, typically people would just think contemporary.
Yeah.
But even the traditional folks are adding some of the screens.
Right.
And doing some of the audio, visual features that just make it easier for folks sitting in the congregation to be able to see and hear. So
Bill, does your company take care of all of that from like the ground up,
you know,
through the inside?
We can. Sometimes if the church has an AVL consultant that they want to work with, you know, we'll work with them. And then there's times we'll bring in those third parties as well.
Can take care of it by bringing in different people.
Absolutely.
They
kind
don't have to worry
nuts.
Then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. That's good
to know.
Because
a lot of this is real new.
It is.
And certainly kind of scary for some churches. And, you know, we just want to help them in any way we can.
That's great to know that.
Yeah.
What is the process that you would recommend for a church that they know they're at that point of needing to build new facilities?
Yeah.
Where do they start? Calling you would be probably a good
thing.
Well,
it's a good start because it is definitely a process. And, you know, some churches are surprised at how long that process, you know, to say a year
Absolutely.
And a half to 2 years before you're going to start construction is not unusual. It just takes that long for an architect mm-hmm. in conjunction mm-hmm. with a contractor to put together the information that needs to happen for the church to go before their church body, get the right approvals, and then to go on with the design and then start construction.
I'm interested in what size sanctuaries are you seeing today?
You know, it Most of what we're building right now ranges from 500 to 1,500 seats. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Very so good.
That's the average then, you think?
Yes.
It's coming.
But, I mean, you know, there's some smaller churches that we certainly work with. One church in particular had been a mobile church for a number of years, and they were able to buy a building. And we came in and kind of built out their interior renovation. And it was just amazing, the excitement, you know, going from a couple of hundred to now, you know, close to 400. They've almost doubled their size. And so to see that excitement is just a lot of fun on our...
Bill Kreese, thank you for joining us today. And if we need to contact you, I know there's some listeners out there saying, hey, we're right in that time to be thinking about building additional facilities. They can give you a shout, right?
Thank you, sir.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And how do they connect? What's the best way?
You know, the best way is just to call me.
Okay.
My cell phone is on me 24 hours a day.
There you go.
It's 205-281-1946.
Say that one more time.
Yeah, 205-281-1946, Bill Kreese.
From Birmingham, Alabama, and thank you so very much for being here today.
Thank you. My privilege.
It's been a great privilege.
Glad to have you.
Appreciate it.